Some weeks ago, our listeners were made acquainted with young Ezra Stone, leading member of the cast of the George Abbott comedy success, Butter Life, in a scene from that play. The occasion was pleasant, so enjoyable, in fact, that we commissioned Clifford Goldsmith, author of Butter Life, to write a new sketch based on the same characters, chief of which is Henry Aldrich, aged 17 and constantly in hot water. You will hear the result now with Leah Penman, Betty Field, and Clyde Fillmore supporting Mr. Stone. Ezra Stone in The Early Life of Henry Aldrich. The time, 7:30, any morning. The place, the Aldrich home, located in any American town. As our curtain rises, Henry, son of the house, is apparently on the wrong side of a door as he greets the day with an indeterminate song.
Come in, tell me,
Henry Aldrich.
Yes, Father?
How much longer are you going to be in that bathroom?
I'm practically through now.
You don't say so. Come to think that none of the other members of this family cared to wash.
What's that, Father?
Nothing. Just hurry up and get out of there.
Yes, Father. Oh, weeny, 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 bella, 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 bella. Yes, Father?
It's not Father, it's me.
Yeah? Well, get away.
Mom says to keep quiet. Aunt Harriet is trying to sleep.
I didn't even know Aunt Harriet was here.
Well, she is. She arrived in the night.
Well, well, well. Out of the nowhere into the here. Out of the nowhere into the here. Out of the here where into the now.
Henry! You want Aunt Harriet to hear you?
I thought you said she was asleep.
Henry? Hand me my vanishing cream.
What do you want?
Hand me my vanishing cream. It's right there on the glass shelf.
There isn't any vanishing cream on the glass shelf. Evidently, it must have vanished. It isn't 8 o'clock yet. Well, I'll be saying by 9.
I can tell you one thing you'll be saying if you don't hurry up and get out of there.
Dad, please make him give me my vanishing cream.
Here it is. My gosh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mary?
Yes, Mother?
Did I hear Henry Aldrich come out of that bathroom?
You did, but he went back in again. He just came out to see what month it was.
When he comes out, tell him I want to see him.
He may...
Supposing you were asking what he did with the cord of the electric toaster.
Henry? Mother wants to know what you did with the cord of the toaster.
Ask you to what toaster?
To the only toaster we have. He took the cord down in the basement for something last night.
What's that?
Henry, what did you do with the cord?
I didn't do anything with it. I can fix it, I think.
You think?
That's a pretty picture. We can't wash in our own bathroom, and we can't even have toast for breakfast. We might all just as well be living in Russia. Henry!
Now what, sweetheart?
Please hand me some of my facial tissues.
Sure, hand me this, hand me that. No wonder I can't get anything done. What do you think I do, work here?
If you ever do any work, it'll have to be in there. After all, if you want to take possession of that place, you've got to take some of the responsibility to go with it.
Listen, I'll give you your facial whatchamacallits if you go get me my necktie.
So that's what you've been doing in there. You're dressing. Father, please get him out of there.
Just how would you go about it?
I don't know, but there must be some way.
You should talk. You wash everything you own in here 3 times a day. And if I want to wash no more than my right hand, the whole family jumps on me. Anybody think that anybody else entering this bathroom was committing a major offense? Ow!
Serves you right. What'd you do, get your left hand wet?
Is that so?
Here, look out. I want to speak to him.
Hey, speak to me, only we and I.
Henry!
Yes, Father, did you want me?
What do you think I'm calling you for? Why, it is entirely aside from the issue. What did you do with the lawnmower when you finished with it yesterday?
I didn't do anything with it. I put it right back in the garage.
I see.
Yes, sir. Oh,
Henry Aldrich.
Yes, Father?
The next time I'm speaking to you, supposing you pay me the courtesy of listening.
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished.
Supposing you look out the bathroom window and see whether you see the same thing I just saw.
Out the bathroom window?
You're in the bathroom, aren't you?
Yes. Holy gee, well, I don't think I'm the one that left that out there.
No. Apparently the lawnmower got up in the middle of the night and went out there under its own power.
You don't think you could have left it out there, do you, Father?
I could have left it out there. And we just paid $2.50 to have that machine sharpened.
Did that guy charge $2.50 for the lousy job he did?
Perhaps you thought leaving it out in the rain would improve what he did.
Oh, I'll pay for it.
Out of what? If you've got any money coming, suppose that you pay me what you owe me.
Sure. That's a nice way to start the day. Go around reminding everybody of the debts they owe you, even before they're washed.
Well, if I remember correctly, your hands weren't any too clean when you asked to borrow that money from me.
Mary, is Henry still washing in there?
I don't know whether he's still washing or not, but he's certainly still in there.
I'm practically through now.
Henry.
Yes, Mother?
When you took that cord down to the basement last night, what did you do with it?
What do you mean, what did I do with it?
Whatever it was, you pay for it.
I want to know how the fuse of the electric icebox happens to be burned out.
Holy gee, is that what that flash was?
Aha, then you do know something about it.
Is this the only place where matters of importance can be discussed? After all, I'm supposed to go downtown sometime this morning. When I arrive at the office, I would at least like to have my hair combed.
Would you like to have me shove your comb under the door, Dad?
Yes, please do. I can make my toilet out in the hallway.
Did he say he did want me to or he didn't want me to?
You wait, young man, until your father learned that the icebox was turned off all night.
Yeah?
His orange juice wasn't even lukewarm, and the cream of his coffee has soured.
You're the sour cream in my coffee.
Mary. Henry, I'll let you come out of that bathroom and run over to the corner store and get your father some cream.
In the condition I'm in?
No matter what condition you're in, you come out of there. I've got to do something about this breakfast.
I'm coming. Here I am.
Oh, hello, Father. You back?
Of course I'm back. Have you finally finished?
Just the old homesteader. I bet he's grown 2 inches since he went in there. Hurry up, Henry!
Could I have some money, Father?
What are you going to do? Charge me to go into that bathroom?
I've got to have enough money to get a bottle of cream.
What for?
Something happened to the icebox last night.
But you hadn't any idea what the trouble was.
I guess it was my fault, Father.
And why shouldn't you pay for the cream out of your own money?
Well, I guess I should. Could you pay me that 75 cents you owe me for carrying out the ashes last winter? Mary.
I won't be but a minute, Father.
Can you imagine that? Huh. No respect at all.
Henry, you left your Roman history book in here.
Well, don't lose my place.
And another thing, Henry. I hope that one of these days you will assume a few responsibilities. After all, when you take the cord of the toaster downstairs, you're old enough to bring it back up when you're through with it.
I thought I did.
You thought you did. I suppose you thought the icebox would run with the fuse blown out. I suppose you thought that the lawnmower would...
Yes, Mother?
Do you know what you did last night?
What?
You put the cord of the toaster on the flat iron and then left it plugged in all night. No wonder the icebox fuse is blown out.
Yes, and I get the blame for it.
Haven't you started yet, Henry?
I'm just starting now.
Well, ask your father to take a look out the back window. I wonder whether he realizes you left the lawnmower out all night.
When did I leave the lawnmower out all night?
Well, when do you think? I saw you go around to the garage myself and get it out right after dinner.
I'd be blamed if I didn't.
Could I keep the change to this dollar, Father?
Henry!
Now what?
Where'd you put the soap?
I didn't put it any place. There wasn't any soap.
This coming week, try the delicious tropical...